The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. This is your promise for us. And here we stand in your promise. We are here to fulfill your promise. We are a people so much loved to fulfill your promise. Thank you for this day. It's a beautiful day. It's a day of joy and gladness. It's a day of peace. It's a day of rejoicing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing upon us. The blessing upon Aaron's head that is flowing to his bed and to his cat, where you command the blessing and even life forevermore. Thank you, Lord, because we are perfectly aligned under the high priest of this commission in the person of Reverend Busui and Bingpi Olabode. Thank you because we are perfectly aligned to receive the oil that is flowing from the head, even to us, because you have commanded your blessing upon this house today. We are all blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessing resting upon every single heart, every single person. Thank you. Thank you. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Last week Wednesday was very terrific. It was mind-blowing. And I know that we are hearing these things. And something is happening to us. Let's see Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. We are not taking too much time. For this cause, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. What's the prayer? That what? According to the riches of his glory, to be what? With might, by spirit, in the inner man. Kai. You know, you can pray this prayer now because you are reading it. I don't know what I'm saying. You can read it now and pray it. Where did Paul get this prayer from? So you should be afraid of these apostles. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. So man is outer man, the body, inward man, the soul, and inner man, the spirit. What do I say? I'll come and give you Michael. What's the inner man? What's the outward man? What's the inward man? So, for Paul to pray that our spirit will be strengthened, it means that the spirit is not totally perfected. You know, some school of thought says immediately your spirit is perfect, and then it is the soul they are saving. But over the time, we have seen in the scriptures, like what Paul did to that man, so that his spirit can be saved. Can you give me that scripture? Hallelujah. Greetings from all our brethren in diaspora. They greet us. We're no longer in diaspora meetings anymore. You are now in the house. You are no longer in diaspora. So they send their regards to, let's be calling them, let's greet them. Let's make friends with them. If you know them, they are our brethren. Eternal Life Embassy is one garden. We are not two. How many are we? Just one. Just one garden. It does not matter where they are. All our brethren in Ondo, in Akure, in Oshogbo, in Ife, in Benin, in Ado, everywhere we are one. And don't cut away your friends because you are not in Lagos. What did I say? Don't be high-minded. You should still be connected, well connected, because distance is no longer a barrier. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, I hope you know what happened here. You know what happened here? When the man that was sleeping with his father's wife, and he's boasting about it in church. It's not hiding it. So when Paul heard, you know, some people are, they will be doing some things that even the church cannot handle them. You will have one bad nature. Everybody is seeing it. Nobody can correct it. And you are smelling, and everybody cannot correct. Nobody can correct you. He took Paul. And Paul heard, he said, what? He said, come. Deliver such a one unto a fale shulowo. For what? The destruction of the flesh. You don't know what church is doing for you. Church is guiding you from wutu wutu of Satan. Immediately they remove the edge of church around you. You know the church you're using to play like this of Shako. You don't know the covering you are enjoying. Paul said, cut away the, let Satan have access to his flesh. So Satan will afflict him with one sickness. The whole church will pray, nothing will happen. He will use drug. Drug will not work. Sometimes you should be careful when you have some sickness, say, gone, you should first hope I'm in order. Because Satan can afflict you. You should be afraid of these apostles. They can send Satan away and they can open door for Satan. That the what? That the spirit may be what? Saved. So it means the spirit is not yet what? So back to where we're reading. Our spirit needs to be strengthened with might. Because two things work together. They call it power and what? Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. So, might is higher than power. Have thou not known? Have thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his what? Understanding. He giveth what? Power to the faint, and to them that have no what? Might, he what? So power is also strength, but might is increase of strength. Are you getting it? So, for your spirit to govern your soul, they will need to increase strength to the spirit. I'm just trying to bring to our memory again the things we have heard on Wednesday. So for our husband to do the job well, he must have might over soul. Soul should have power, isn't it? So is power. Spirit is might. That is how the soul can be dragged along unto salvation. The reason why the spirit must be strengthened with might is because there is a form that the soul must take. Eddie was talking about the form of a servant. Say form of a servant. I just have some little examples for us today. And when I'm finished with them, to show us the things that we should see there, then we are done. Amen. Form. So if you are not, it is a mighty man that is a servant. You need might. You need what? Might. To do what? To serve. When you see somebody who cannot serve, he doesn't have strength. He's weak. It will look like he's strong. That's why he's not serving. But he's very weak. Are we together today? Let's see that place. Philippians is the anchor scripture of the season. Let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in what? What is next in that place? Is colon, isn't it? What is the meaning of colon? Because the next thing they want to say is explaining this. So it is this that birth this. Am I correct? It is this that what? That birth this. So the mind of Christ Jesus, that mind must be in you. So the gospel is to reproduce the mind of Jesus in us. It is that mind that Jesus had that made him to do the next thing. Who being in what? Say form of a servant. So how many form do you see there? The first one is what? I can't hear you. Who being in the form of God? He saw it. I can actually take the form of God, though. But he chose to take the what? The form. And that redefines everything. If he had taken the form of God, he wouldn't be born in a manger. I hope you know that. He won't spend 9 months. All those. Forget 9 months. He will come with chariot. And it will look like people will believe him more. If you see somebody dropping and fire is dropping, what does Elijah did that cause everybody to be shouting, Eli is Jah. Eli is Jah. When you see fire. You know, we have not seen fire. It's not this fire. The fire that is coming from heaven. Everybody's seeing it like this. Broad day fire. Leak water. Leak stone. Leak animal. Leak wood. Nobody told them. They knelt down. Eli is Jah. So imagine Jesus came in the form of God. I see us coming. Just landed in Israel. And he just turned. And his garment is shining. His raiment is glowing. Nobody will go and ask John, are you the Messiah? Are you the Messiah? Are you the Christ? Are you John? Everybody will be on the floor. But Jesus did not like that. Jesus told them. He said, when he resurrected, Thomas was doubting. Thomas was like, it's not possible. I don't know where he went to when other disciples were gathered. And only what church? They woke up to church. On the day there is a mighty visitation, he was not there. Everybody was not telling, Thomas Ibololo. Jesus came here. Jesus. And his doubting was so strong. And Jesus did not condemn him. And Jesus appeared. Could you just want to appear more? He came back. Say, oh, more. You know, you can have some children in church. You must you must give them their own space. Where you Pastor Lesobe. Pastor, we have to call them specially. Jomo koni pe kin tun so pe mo so pe. Because they are, Jesus have plenty children. You understand what I'm saying? So church is not a place to use force. Some people are doubters. And they will soon change you. They will still change you. But you must guide them jealously. So don't be harsh on people. Anything you change, Lenny, can change tomorrow. Jesus came back and met Thomas. Thomas, Emireo. He didn't still believe. Some members, let me show me. Where is the nail in your hand? This is it now. Can I come and put my hand? And he said, I'm a boy. And he was so afraid that I can disappear. He went ahead and put his hand inside the hole and said, my Lord and my King. I can see Jesus' heart. Every day when I read scriptures, it breaks me further. We are not like Jesus yet. We are far. Imagine you are a pastor and you have such a member in your church. Oh, bagbo abi, ki no joe. No la joe. O mo nkan ti mo se, o mo nkan to na mi ki n to pada wa fi ara mi wa won mo leyin. Wa so pe o gbagbo ki no joe. And you are just being human. Because you'll be wondering, why on earth will you not believe? See, all of the 11 will not be lying. See, all of them will not be lying. So Jesus now said something that is the crux of this matter. Jesus now said unto Thomas, because thou art seen me, thou art believed. He now said what? Blessed are they that have not seen Amakatasia. So some people will never see nail in the hand. They won't see supernatural. God does not want to change people by supernatural. Yes, God changes people when there are no people to preach. God has committed change to preaching. It is where there are no people. You know, God used to appear to people. Have you heard the testimony? Just appear to me. He does that because every gate for preaching to reach you has been shut down. And we have most of that experience in the Arab nations. Because they have shut their gates. So just appear to their children, to their princes, to their kings. And most of them are born again. But they cannot declare it. But the job of change is committed to preaching. So that was what Jesus saw that made him to take the form of a servant. If you cannot believe him as a servant, then you can't sit with him on his throne. There are four faces, isn't it? Give me Ezekiel. Okay, let's see that place. Ezekiel 1:9. Okay. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went everyone straight forward. Yes. As for the likeness of their faces, they therefore had the faces of what? a man, and a what? You know, these are forms. These are forms that Jesus could take. Face of a what? A lion? If Jesus came as a lion, who is a lion? A lion is a king of the jungle who turneth not back. Kai, lion. That is an epitome of strength, isn't it? Anyway, you see lion, you know that. Walatiwa. Lion of the tribe of Judah. Isn't it? He has all these things, though. This is Jesus, because when you see the four gospels is to show the four faces. Matthew show a face. Mark show the face. Luke show the face. Then John show the face. But the one he took there was the face of an ox. Say ox. That is the form of a servant. Imagine your Lord want to be born and they are chasing away goats. They say there is no place in the inn and they had to look for a manger and they were chasing. Want to give birth to Olubala. 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 So he says, let this mind. I'm trusting God that that is the same operation that will be done in this season. Amen. They want to run a mind into us. To run a mind into us. The mind of a servant. He took on the form of a servant. An ox, beast of burden. And then, let's see that place. Let's see Matthew 8. So it's clear that a boss cannot inherit the kingdom. If you are a boss. Matthew chapter 8 verse 15. I mean verse 5. I was going through it and I saw it. Verse 5, sorry. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a what? Centurion. Who is a centurion? Who is a centurion? What's a century? From the word century, we have centurion. A captain over, a commander over 100 soldiers. Isn't it? Is that man a small man that only him is in control of 100? A centurion was a professional officer in the ancient Roman army who commanded a unit of 80 to 100 soldiers called a centurion. Can you see that? So it means that this man is a highly placed man. So that is to tell us that Jesus is not against your natural placement. Are we getting it? What did I say? Jesus. What we are preaching is not to make you a, how will I put it now? A messenger in your office. Does it look like that? You can be a messenger and be stupidly proud. Have you not met some messengers? Hey! Mommy, Ejo, Monty, Ba. They are paying you salary to sweep. They are still stupidly proud. So it has nothing to do with your position, your placement, isn't it? This man is a centurion, a captain in the army. And then, when Jesus entered and saying, Lord, that he was even calling Jesus Lord, they don't bloody care. My servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come. And what? Say a big amen. Amen. The centurion answered, Amy, and said, Lord, I am not what worthy for that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus said, what? You know, sometimes when you are rich and you want to do something, you will do it to even disdain a pastor. Okay, let's say I need the church here. I need the 100,000. I want to buy my office in the Monday. Ma fun yin ni check ke lo gba ni bank mi ro pe mo ni transfer she le wa be le wa yes o you think I'm faking what I'm saying e to wa tin bo e pe mi ke to ma bo to e le pe mi ki ma le debe ki ma si office e pe mi ke to ma bo te ba de debe te ba mi e le duro de mi sha ma ba yin be later. E joko pelu reception mi ma so fun pe eni to wa gbe chair fun yin bi da pe plastic chair kan wa legbe reception te le joko sisi be. There is a way you can give and remove the honor. Yes. What would be wrong if Jesus come to the house? But he felt Jesus care. The Lord I know. He said, I am a man. I said, may you be under authority. Yeah. When you have used authority, you will know how authority works. He could have said, I am a man with authority. English is not correct. Karim, you know, you're my English guy. You know, as for seeking me in this English terrain. I think I'm shifting to you now. When you say with, it's not correct. Because me, I didn't study English. I studied geography. But I know it's correct. If he said, I am a man with authority, because it's actually with authority. But he said, I am a man under. I have authority, but I am under authority. Hey. And I said to one, go it. And he goes. And to one, come, he come. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So if you are a man under authority, you can just speak the word. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. So this thing will touch everything. Christ, you see, Christ will touch everything in our life. When you want to do good, the way you do the good, it's not just a... It's not just that you want to do good. There is a mind that should run you when you want to do your good. There must be a manner. Say manner. So this man, now look at the response of Jesus. Look at it. When Jesus held it, what happened? And said unto them that followed. Jesus opened his mouth. In Israel. He now turned to his people. I say unto you, I have not found one so great faith. Not in Israel. He commended, that's full stop. Isn't it? He commended the faith of speaking the word. You know, the faith that has to do with speaking is more than the one that has to do with doing. You understand what I'm saying? He elevated the word. Then after he was done with that, Jesus now commented on another thing, on that manner, or the show of meekness. He now said, I say unto you that many shall come from where? And shall what? With who? And then Isaac. And where? In what? And but the children of who shall be what? Into where? So pride will cast you out. After he had addressed the faith aspect, he now took the manner of meekness, that form. He now said, this is how anybody want to sit on the throne. This is how everyone who wants to reign with me. If you don't, if you're not a man under authority, you can't sit with me. So the way you relate with your pastor, you know, these things, matters get there, and we need to just say it. It's not because anybody is demanding anything, but if it's just duty and responsibility, because if I don't say it, I am not so responsible. So it's not that maybe somebody is looking for one high regard or respect. But for your growth, there is a way everybody should put himself under authority. So as a boss, Daddy was saying something, was he? He's in the lorry now. That most marriages have problem when they are 15 years in marriage. 10 years. Starting together, they are together when you are still small in your eyes. They're going to get there. But now, at 15 years, you have grown to the position of a director in your office. Yes or no? Yes, promotion, 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 promotion. You are now the CMD. You are now the managing director. You are now, you know all those kind. You have official car. You have a driver. You have somebody attend. Now you want to bring that air to your house. You that you sit together on the floor and you eat together in one plate. You know, sweetheart. She won't jam your tea. Go tea ready. No, you have to kneel down. I don't know. Baola bere gbogbo. Why? You would think the regard you have in the office, you want to bring it home. They have to be attending to, sir, yeah, so, sir, ma'am. That's our sermon that you are doing. You will hang it in your office door. As you are locking your office door, you will lock it inside. You will come home and be a human being. And be a wife. Because, form of a boss. A husband can take a form. You can be either a boss or a servant. There is a form to every state or estate that you have. A wife can take a form of a of yaile, you know, ile wari, awa hen, awa mowada. Where are they? You can take the form of somebody that you should serve. And you can also take the form of somebody that you serve somebody. I don't even understand what I'm saying. So there is a form you take that makes meekness easy for you. There's a form you take that makes lowliness very easy for you. When you are already a servant, he that is sleeping on the floor does not fear falling, isn't it? Abi, you don't understand what I'm saying now. It is somebody standing that is afraid that it should fall, isn't it? Somebody who is sleeping on this rug. And when you come, does it concern him? He's already on the floor. So, the problem we have is that we are not on the ground. So sometimes, loneliness puts us on the ground. That was what Jesus, our master, did. At a point, he now showed them. You know, they have been picking it here and there. He now took water. In fact, he now took water and took towel. He now began to wash their feet. You know, sir? He said, you call me master. And I didn't deny it. So am I. I'm a master. So it's not to deny when they say pastor. Me, okay, she pastor in you. That one is pastor. It's not that. It's not. What did Jesus Christ say? Raise. He rises from supper and lay aside. Ye call me what? Master and Lord. And ye say what? Well. For so am. I don't know if you can balance this thing. Some people they say, yeah, our pastor, or maybe you are a leader, we are a leader of a group. Our leaders, you are not serious. You are even proud with what you have said. They say, pastor, I'm not a pastor, I'm not your pastor. Jojo, I'm not pastor. Reverend Busuni, pastor Gubuwa. Is it not that you're not serious? That they call you pastor is nothing. It's not about the office. It's about who is wearing the office. And they say you are husband. Let me show call. Akuko ni engba ni akuko. Akuko. Oko atada. So who are you? You know, so you just see a display of some false humility. If you're wondering, you are, don't come in. Everybody's brother in this church, or everybody's brother. There is still wala in that place. Anytime they say, God is not approving reverend, he's not approving pastor. Everybody's brethren. We are all brethren. You will get there and you see wala. Because it's still a house that is in disorder. There must be order. And there must be hierarchy. A army that has no ranking cannot win a battle. There must be a ranking. And you must know the ranking. Do you know that I can send 3 people or 4 people on an errand? Let us go and do something. And I will not say, you lead this team. But 4 of us that is going, should have the, if we have the mind of Christ, we should know who should speak when we get there. It's a mind. That I did not apportion when you get there, let these persons represent all of you. Does not mean that, because sometimes you have to put demand on the mind. It's not everything they will tell you. You should use your Christ mind. So now when we get there, this brother should be the one to engage for us. Everybody will just know that. By grace, not by age. Because we don't relate by age in church most of the time. We relate by what? Grace. And we respect age. We respect age. We respect people's age. You can't just talk to anybody anyhow. Somebody who is 6 years, 7 years, that you should be your auntie. Because we are free. Hey. And number one. Energy. Enough school. You know that you are his younger sister. Like 3 younger sisters. You are hiding under brethren. Are we not brethren? As much as she will not also look at you and say, Ore Daruni, are you mad? Now me they call her not like that. I'll be your mate. You know, get respect. All of you, sure. You know, get respect. If she does that also, she has no form. Commandment is on 2 sides. So you must learn your own commandment. If somebody is insulting you, is rubbishing you, you are not expected to also respond back. Keep your own commandment and let God deal with his foolishness. Are we together? Because some people, they can hide under. Oh, my God. Yeah, they can hide under anything. So, Jesus Christ said, so am I. You call me Lord. You call me Master. So am I. You have said it well. I am your Lord. I am your Master. You well said. I will not be shy about it. But, if I then, your Lord and Master, I've washed your feet. Ye also ought to wash what? One another's feet. How? Then, for I have given you what? An example that ye should do as I have done to what? To you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant, not the boss. Not the boss. The servant is not what? Is not greater than his what? Neither he that is sent greater than he that what? That sent him. If ye know these things. And then if you do what? Do them. That you know these things, happy are you. But if you now do them, you are blessed. Happy are ye if ye do these things. Daddy was reading that place in Genesis 18. That household of Abraham. Ah, my God. My God. You must read the Bible. Yes. The Lord is emphasizing to us that there is a breakthrough ahead of us. Breakthrough of understanding. Let me tell you the truth. Many of you have never succeeded in anything in your life. Yes, since we were born. Everything you put your hand cooking, something will shall happen, something will shall finish Bible. Let this be the first thing you will ever be successfully done in your life. If you can do this, every other thing is done for you. So you are not just reading something just for reading's sake. Many things is happening to your soul. They are tempering your soul with understanding. You will see many things. Spirit in the beginning. Spirit. So you are looking at it like this. It's spirit. So don't play with it. Genesis 18. You understand what I'm saying? The Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes. Look, go to verse 1 again. Look at what happened there. And the Lord appeared unto him in that plain, in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent. Colon, Abby. It means that what is happening now is the appearing of the Lord. But they did not tell him that the way we are going to appear to you is that a stranger is standing in front of your house. They didn't tell him. So they were trying to explain the appearance of the Lord unto Abraham in the manner of a stranger. Then the way, verse 2 quickly, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, he stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. The person you never knew, a stranger, and you bowed. So, you know, we're still talking about bowing last Sunday. How that money can stiff your backbone. And daddy was saying, if you stand up and even bow, daddy says, stand up and bow. You understand what I'm saying? And there are some of you that you are streaming in your house, you did not stand up because somebody is watching you. When they say stand up, when you are streaming, stand up. Don't just sit there and be enjoying salmon. Bowing is a culture of a servant. When you are a servant, you will bow. It is only servants that bow. Masters don't bow. So if you take a form of a master, you can't bow to anybody. It is only when you take a form. So if you don't take a form, you cannot be meek. It is the form you take that ends up in meekness or in further pride. Bowing, bowing, bowing. It's because you tell yourself, who am I? I'm not. What do I have that I've not been given? Why do people stand? Is because what you thought you had something in. It's because you think you have something, you have attained to something. He ran to meet them and bowed and said, my Lord, my Lord. If now I found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Abraham is thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet. They were looking. It was Abraham's house they are coming to. But they were watching his conduct, his manner. Is he worthy of our entrance? It's not every house you can enter and eat. Because the manner There's something called table manner. There is a manner around food. Some people, there is a manner, you just lose taste. You don't have appetite again. You just lose appetite when you see the manner. There is a manner to everything. And I'm trusting God that we will grow in this manner. Amen. See the way he was talking to them. You can go and meet them and say, guys, is this not, son, I have a house, though. If you don't mind, can come and, because this one is hot, this one will scratch your neck, oh. Just come around. Let me treat you to something. You can't treat an angel. They are okay. The sun is not beating them. You are the one thinking they are in the sun. Hallelujah. Amen. But the way he entreated them, see now. I pray you. A jaw. Be fetched and water and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou art said. Ah! Look at the speed. And Abraham hastened into where? The tent. Unto what? Wednesday is a classic. Yes, sir. That Wednesday message is a what? Akamata. You will hear it and you sleep again. You wake up and hear it again and go and keep it somewhere. See, Estin. Do you know Abraham? Do you know Abraham? Abraham. Apart from his maids and all that, he has 318 trained servants in his house. Apart from their children. They said Abraham the Hebrew. Somebody that is controlling 318 servants. That is not all, though. That's the one that can go for battle. They have wives, they have children. So Abraham is a city. So there is nothing God cannot give you. Let me tell you something. To be a billionaire tomorrow is not difficult. And that you are a billionaire does not remove your form of a servant. That's one thing we have not been able to balance in generation. No. We just think that the day money lands your account, gas, one spirit will just follow the money and enter your soul. What? You can control the whole of Abulia Egba, all the land in Abulia Egba, you are the one selling it. And yet nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody. You are not carrying it on your head. Nobody knows you. The way you serve, the way you bow, the way you take care of people, they don't even, it was when you now tell them that, do you know, let it be the people say, do you know that man? There was a church, is it Deeper Life? In their camp meeting. General was serving food, was carrying a general in the army. Serving food. One captain was giving him, hey, you're not serving me. Who is this guy? What? I'm a captain in the army. I'm a general in the army. Yeah? So if I'm general, he's having plates. Who are you? Abraham was running. Kati. Sarah, oh yeah. Rise, aglometer. Aglometer, rise. If you are Sarah, Iboloti college war on wale to fema fino jumini nule. Sorry. Kini. Olo mali jitu bitu nani jukupa tika. So Sarah is a servant. Abraham is a servant. Eliezer is a servant. All servants are servants. Imagine a house of service. And it flowed from Abraham. So no wonder he said, I know Abraham, I know him. He will instruct his household. There are some people that when they live in your house, they are boss in your house. Everybody's working there. That is when they will pray inside. Environmental, everybody's cutting grass, everybody's watching. They will pray. Kinon Shen, oh, is praying. You are a boss. Now you are the head of the house. You are the owner of the house. Boss. Everybody's working, everybody in kitchen. That's why you now carry Bible. They say we should be reading Bible every day. That is where anointing to read now fall on you. You are a boss. See the way the whole house was running that day. Ooh. See. Go back there. It is even in chapter 19 that you said it. But go up, you know, the way everybody was running. And hastening into the tent, unto Sarah and said, make ready, quickly. Say quickly. Daddy was saying, "Onje ni okin ready kia kia." You have visitor 3 hours. Actually, if I blend, but I thought if I can blend, we said we just blend the pepper. The light went off. We don't even know what to do. When light went off, now we now began to crack our brain. How do we blend this pepper now? Then we now went to buy fuel. Then when I get to filling station, I realized that if only you're going, they don't have light. So. Nothing is happening in the kitchen. Say quickly. The higher you go, the quicker your speed of obedience. That is why the highest form, they are cherubims. Bless the Lord. He is angels that excel in strength, hearkening unto the voice of his command. When you see Michael acting, he flies swiftly. Abi? Gabriel, swiftly. When your heart is joyfully doing it, you need to be fast. If your heart is not doing the thing, a slow be, a drag, and it now look like the work is plenty. Oh, praise the Lord. I understand the place of people not overloading people with assignment and all that. But I also understand the place of when your heart is joyfully doing something, it will look like you are not doing it. Papa, 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 you are done. But to wash clothes, hey, cool, cool, cool. After you have spent the whole day washing clothes, did we not see Rebecca? It's not a scripture. Now, who on earth can saddle you with the responsibility of giving water to a camel from not bowl, not a pumping machine, not storage, from the well? If you are living in a house, do you know that Rebecca has brothers? Do you know that? The brother of Rebecca is Laban. Laban is the father of Rachel that Jacob married, isn't it? If you are not reading the Bible, you don't know this thing. See where you are alive now. Getting just scripture. If you didn't read it, now, okay, Laban, you'll be dull. You'll be dull. So, you understand what I'm saying? Now, imagine that. If you are living, that you have a brother in the house and pumping machine is not working. Is your brother in here? Keep Nalaba coming. Nalaba fan. In fact, to make chest to be now be paining me. Chest me, I will now develop chest pain. And now I have muscle. Feminine muscle. It is brother's job. I know that brothers should do some job. You know what I'm saying? But how can this lady fetch water and fill? We now study that a camel can drink 200 liters of water. And they have 10. How did she do it? That's a GP tank. So that lady fetched GP tank full of water. He was dropping. He will go back and drop.
No. Eliezer saw it and said, egba me. Where am I? God has answered my prayer. Because hospitality was what they used to raise Eliezer. So when he sees it, he can discern it. He knows the heart. Eliezer is not an ordinary servant. Head of servant of Abraham. If you can be head of servant of Abraham, then you will know the kind of man Eliezer is. Just say, to please Abraham, you will die. Because Abraham himself did not please himself. Abraham is not pleasing himself. So when you walk under a servant, nobody is a master. You will walk and walk and walk and walk. Ah, Jesus. So when you saw me that Reverend Busui, you will die. You will not resurrect. You will not die again. Then you will come up as well. Father, I thank you. You will not die again. Because he's a man that does not even please himself. You know, like I say, have human feeling, no? As she saw this lady, you don't know that. The Lord has answered our prayer. We don't even need to look too much. So most of the time, he said, expectant sisters, expectant this. What are you really looking for? If a lady is hospitable, it attracts favor. It's a secret I'm telling you, secret. If you are hospitable, there is a favor that lightens upon you. How come it is this girl they sent to go and be fetching water in the well when brothers are at home? But that's a design of God. Anytime weak people that looks like they are weak, they're supposed to be protected, isn't it? Anytime they go out of their way to break that issue of weaker vessel. You know, David was supposed to be the last born of the house. They should be protecting last born, isn't it? He's the one standing inside forest. To take care of father's sheep, the family business. That was where he was being trained. They were training him to kill bear. Johnny. Verse 18, quickly. We'll soon leave. It's a very beautiful day. So beautiful. And Abraham hasted. And Abraham what? Jesus, by me. if your pastor even send you an errand, can you run? You will just But I want to depend on you. My kakpara was sorry or she uluwani. Lisheton, we cannot finish it. How old was Abraham here? At his age. This is Genesis 18 now. Yes. What to be Isaac now? I don't know, give me to Isaac here. Okay, yes. It was this chapter they now brought the message. Now imagine not knowing that they brought the tithing of his child. So he was 99 here. A 99-year-old man running to do hospitality for a stranger. You know why? That is how he has always lived. Age is not a barrier. It's not a factor. He's always carrying other people's matter on his head. That is how he has always lived his life. So to run at 99 is not difficult. What if he had not entertained them? But she bomb alone here. Jesus. So how many things have we missed with pride? Because of pride. Somebody should have married 10 years ago. By now, you should have 3 children. Pride did not allow you to marry the guy. You have sized him up. Today, when you see the guy, he's doing well in the gospel. How many things will you miss in your life because of pride. That is how they will have carried Isaac away. They will carry Isaac away. Nothing will happen. After they have eaten, maybe they will drop it somewhere in Sodom. Hallelujah. Just because of what? Hospitality. He said, you have entertained strange angels. That's how you entertain angels. And these angels are immense in human body, isn't it? Don't be stingy. Tell your neighbor. You know, last night I was discussing with brethren in diaspora, and I make it interactive. I was asking them, I said, how do you people in diaspora work in charity? You know, in Nigeria, when you're talking about Nigeria, people living with you, people living around you, people eat your food, nobody's eating your food. You have the food. You are the only one eating your food, watching your plate. You and your children. How is it that in that circumstance, you are still expected to grow in charity? We started talking. And I told them, after we've listed many things, I said, one major thing again, that you must know your strength. Say, know your strength. I said, what is your strength? My strength is not your strength. I'm in Nigeria. Brenna living in brother. Molesters, they are living in brother. Timmy's, they are living in brother. Everybody's living in everybody. It's a grace that they are spending. Isn't it? Now, you have your whole strength. You are earning in pounds. Me, I'm not earning in pounds. No. Use your own pounds to purchase for yourself a good degree. Charge them that are rich in this world. So it means that it's not every brethren that is rich in this world. Those who are rich, I said, do you know that scripture is talking about brethren in diaspora first? I said, it's not only you that is rich, there are many rich guys in Lagos Assembly. Many guys are blazing here. And we are just starting. I go get many rich guys here. Rich girls. Money. There is nowhere I am that money does not flow there. Forget it. Samuel, forget it. Money must be there. So I was telling them, I said, do you know that when people wear your clothes, when you send money to buy clothes for people, they are wearing your clothes? In recent times, somebody just thought of it. He bought baby's clothes in bags and he shipped it down to Ondo. I said, distribute it to, there are many children now, many babies have been born, many, just ship it down. Another one is on the sea now, ship it on that second batch. Just distribute it. I said, that mind can only be the mind of Christ. Because when they are giving, they won't even mention your name. When you have the mind of Christ, he will always show you what to do, how to do. So hospitality is not only that people come to us and eat. People are in their house eating your food. And they are in their house. But it is your food they are eating. You can't do, brother, Wale, how many people are living in your house? Wow, in this economy. Brother, Imole, every month, let me be sending something to some people in the house so that they can add it to how people feed in the house. You are already doing hospitality. You can even be a single. Okay. And you are single. And you are already sponsoring Jello Simi's son. And you are already sponsoring. You already pay somebody's school fees. You never have your own baby. You say, charge them. It's because you must be willing to distribute. Ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. You now say, when you now do this, what are you doing? You are laying up in store for themselves. A what? You may not have time to do. People are flogging because of your arrangement. You are in the UK, you are in the US. No brethren is coming to visit you. So people don't need to come. There is a demand because you have your strength. Everybody has their strength. Some have time. They just have time. You can use your time to purchase for yourself a good degree. You can use your time to build good foundation for yourself. Hallelujah. So nobody can escape the dealing of God. If you are poor, there's a dealing for you. You have money, there's dealing for you. Hallelujah. So you can't be sluggish in doing obedience. It's a sign that you don't have joy. You complain over everything. Everything. Wash plates, you complain. Wash clothes, you complain. Fresh water, you complain. Take care of children. Oh. So how do you think that favor will locate you? It's not about your struggle. It is the blessing of God that make it rich. You can kill it out dollar. Yes. You are living far away. Tell one family, this weekend, I am coming to your house. And you will get there, and you will wash plate, and you will clean the house, you will go to the kitchen, you will wash, what are you doing for yourself? You are building good foundation for yourself. Some of us, we don't have that upbringing. We don't have it by birth. But now, nobody is excusable by the gospel. Yeah. You can't say, I don't know. You now know. By the gospel. Daddy was saying it in Lauren when I was streaming that they should be calling you daddy before you even marry. When they leave children with you, children should be happy. You know, we can be 10 in the house and it's only one person or two. If that two is not at home, you must be at home. Because if those two people are not at home and we are 10, we are 20 in the house, but if those two are not at home, your children will suffer. Eh? The suffer that will suffer them, they have never heard it before in their life. So that is why it's not everybody that should be beating your child in the house. That's the truth. If you have 5 brethren living with you, 5, 6 brethren living with you, not all the 5 can beat your child. There should be some, 1, 2, that has judgment. And if the child misbehaves, let the rest tell those 2. If you are not at home. Because you will know that if they do it, they have judgment. Some, they don't have gumption. Before they say, prah, you get a prah. Your mommy says, you don't beat her. And they hand in the church that they should be taking care of children. I don't take nonsense. That kind of person needs training. So that the child will not hate brethren's life. You know, this they are growing, they are watching. Hey, 10 people are living in my daddy's house. 10 of them are always beating me. When I grow up, it is only me and my wife that will be living in our house. You don't know what they are thinking. So you can't just misbehave around children and think they don't know. They are watching everything. This auntie that is very harsh. The auntie that is a witch, they know. They know. They know. And they know the one that is very strict and is very caring. They know. They know. All of these things are training. And he was saying that a poor man, when you are poor, you can't be humble, isn't it? I will show you, it's in the Bible. Do you know, I'm rounding up, the servant of the handmaiden of Sarah, Agai. You know Agai now? ethical Bible. E pa te wa fun ra yin. Give me Genesis 16 verse 1. Thank you. Ethical Bible. Preaching is now sweet. You don't know how I'm feeling like now. I'm in the midst of first class students. Scholars. You know that you are not sleeping today now because of the Kabbalah. The thought is not dulling your brain. You are already picking, okay, this way. No man should be a shining star. We are all learning. Amen. We are all following the course of the Spirit. Amen. He said, now Sarah's Abraham's wife bear him no children, and she had an handmaid. And what? Whose name was what? And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of. Now imagine a guy as a maid. Somebody that your boss, your oga can recommend, say, I beg, go and meet my husband. Do you know how a girl have served Sarah? Before Sarah can recommend her. Because Sarah feels the child of Hagar is my child. By the behavior of Hagar. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There are some people who think that if my brother can have money, I don't blow be that. Your brother will just have money all of a sudden. Yay! E jo sale lo moto yen wo money event kan ti mo fe lo attend si ni ko wa vile, maybe next time and we are all suffering together and we think that if this guy can just blow, let us just position it, let us be praying this guy have prospect. Yeah, he will just blow like this. You know them now, you have them around. Yes, if this uncle. Your suffering just start. Because the day money enter the hand of that uncle, sir, that's the last time you will see him. He now has another friend. Imagine the way Hagar served diligently to a point where Sarah feels, let me use a womb as my womb. A womb is my womb. Just, you've got a lot of money. Imagine when you now empower a maid. Emi oligara rara ni wajurel. Hey, Emi oligara rara ni wajurel. Read it. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, a maid, to the Egyptian. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan and gave her to her husband. Say 10 years. 10 years. That this girl has been suffering, has been laboring, has been serving diligently 10 years. And he went in unto Hagar and she conceived. And when she saw that she had what? Hey, after she has tested positive. She will still be feeling, and maybe could he drug it, but the way I'm feeling, I didn't see my period last month. Call it the by the time she was tested positive, what happened? Her mistress was what? Despised in her eyes. Authority dealt to the madam of the house. Sarah will call her, Joe, Agar, can you come? Wait, I'm carrying my baby, Joe. Despised. And Sarah said unto her, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid unto thy bosom. So be careful. God is very careful to empower you. You pray, God, enlarge me. Hey, Elohim, enlarge me. Well, boy, I don't want to lose you. I still like the way you are meek like this.
Ah, but boy. Hey, hey. Immediately the contract click. Brother, we have cleaning in church on Saturday. Ah, cleaning. Can't we just pay some guys on the Can we pay some guys to just come and do the cleaning? I don't, with the way I have a meeting right now with, even when he's not having any meeting, that thing has become has demeaned, it's now a dirty job. And you are the one that used to scrub the toilet, those days. You be sweat. Brother, you see this toilet, we have to scrub it, because if you don't scrub it, She conceived. I was despised in her eyes. May the Lord keep you. May you not get to a point where your pastors are despised. Yeah, you disdain them. Your brethren, you disdain, you look down on them. Because you were never a servant in the heart. So Agar was in an estate. That is said something. Hey, there is a difference between your estate and your state. You have heard many things. Hey. Rotolu, please give us the interpretation.
Vaint a lot for vanity is pride. Pride is vanity. For vanity is pride. Aleketonde isto. Vei lost suvanot. You don't know your heart like I do. Castende yalavanashta. Eleketonde galavasta. Eshta, you don't know yourself like I do. Caste a lot, Antonio a lot, your Costa. Some of you even feel you are humble now. I tell you, you don't know your heart. Caste lebelebelechta, commit yourself. Commit yourself. Esht. Yes, commit the saving of your soul to me. Castanion Tante, Colocato, 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 Gayo, Stande. Abraham has everything. When he committed a soul to God, he committed a soul to me. Commit your soul, even the saving of your soul. Saving of your soul. Estelet, you don't know yourself. You don't know your soul. So daily you will walk even in that knowledge of the fact that you don't know your soul. Commit your soul to me. Commit your soul to me.
Amen.
Wives, commit your soul to me. And beyond, submit to your husband. Daily ask for the redefinition of submission. Daily ask for the definition of submission. Husbands, love. Love. You don't know what love is. So commit your soul and singles. Eshele untole, eshele untole, elegevelo tusilia tande, evelego tolo tusilia tande. You can wash, yes, you can give your body, but your soul is not being saved. So I say daily, still commit your soul. Even after you have served, you would say you are yet but an unprofitable servant. Take that form. A pato, loco patio, a papa la patio, a costuli part, a patio la part. But that is the path, the levosta. That is the path to the saving of the soul. That is the path to the saving of the soul.
Amen.
Dashta, hey, yalla dashta, do go stay your tande, do stay your daste, uphold loneliness, for that is the life, even between the Godhead, even amongst the Godhead, uphold loneliness, says the Spirit.
Amen. Paul told Timothy, lay not hands on a man suddenly, so that you will not be partakers of his sin. Abi, don't be, he said, lay hands suddenly on what? Neither be partaker of other men's sin. Keep thyself what? Pure. Don't be quick to authorize people. Because you can authorize Satan. This matter. Sometimes you don't know your heart. And God has... So sometimes when God puts you in a state, be thanking God for your estate. PJ used to say something. Say, if they told me that I want to preach on Sunday, and you have prepared message, and you didn't sleep throughout the night, and after morning teaching, I didn't now come and say, PJ, don't worry, let me just preach. He said, instead of me to be angry, I should be thanking God. Maybe there is one thing I will say that will destroy everything. And God just quickly preserved you and turned you away and saved you. So most of the time, what you don't have is a keeping for your soul. I told you, like, God is not fair. Some of you, if you had married 10 years ago or 5 years ago, maybe you won't be in your husband's house now. Maybe. So he makes all things beautiful in his times. Makes all things beautiful in his time. When you empower some people, they are meek like this because they are not married though. Immediately they enter their husband's house. Say, husband's house. They are now a mother in the house. Sister, no, I'm not sister. Please come in. Become a Mrs. Sister Kemi, Sister Mo, and Mrs. Ajanle Koko. Amen. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Agar despised a maid, a mistress, because she's now carrying Omoga. Do you know that Isaac and Ishmael will have grown together? It was the attitude of Agar that made her to be sent out of the house. Because he exalts the lowly. Luke 1:52. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalt them of low degree. I just look at the whole scenario. That actually, Ishmael would have lived, he would have been like a brother to Isaac. Like that. Jacob and his son, they will just be fine. But you know that that thing in the mother also is in the boy. What you don't kill in your lineage has a way of flowing. Nature flows. As faith can flow from one person to another person, from Louis to Eunice to Timothy, so can pride flow from a father or a mother to their child. You will just see, Oshé Joya Ebiele. Look at the day they are going to send out this guy from the house. Give me that scripture. The day they are going to pack their load and send him out. Look at what happened in the field. Genesis. Are we together? Is it this place? After Isaac has been born, it's not even when this one is pregnancy now. The chapter where Isaac was born. Hallelujah. Are we together today? Have we been blessed? Yes, start from the beginning. It should be this chapter. Check verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Yes. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Yes. And Abraham called the name of the son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. And Isaac and Abraham circumcised and all that and all that. Yes. Verse 6. And Sarah said, God had made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Verse 9. Let's see verse 9. Let's read together. Hey. Like mother, like son. The mother despised. The son mocked. Who are you? He didn't know that that boy is the one that carries the blessing. Ungogon loga. Ah! Please, deal with some things early. That is why Jesus is telling us this at this time. Please, so that it will not flow. The boy was mocking the person making him to still stay in the house. Didn't know. And Oash, he has been doing it. It is just that day Sarah caught him. And immediately, what happened? Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman. May they not call you your name, your original name. You know, it is where something happened. You have been washed. You are Mrs., you are sister. The day your husband call you Titi Lade. Abisa. Ah, otibote, otilamole, otiforekereke. The day they now call you this bond woman. You have just been part of the family in a way. But because of something, they have to recall you by your native limb. shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing, you know, Abraham was not, you know, a son. Ishmael was still his son. But he was troubled. Abraham was troubled. He wanted the two of them to grow together peaceably. But nature, uncle, what of nature? Nature will not allow it. It's not difficult. Some things are not difficult, but nature of man is not easy. Some people should live in your house like a son and daughter, and you grow together, and nobody knows the difference, you know? But nature encore, pride encore. Some will have to go and send them out and push, because pride goes before fall. Some things you should enjoy. You cannot enjoy it though. Because nature will jay. Then Abraham now went to God. Oh God. It's good for a man to hear God. Because it's a deadly matter to this. What Abraham was into here, it will take God to settle it. Because if Abraham said this guy should stay, there are something you can't veto. You will need to assess higher authority. Oh, God. So don't say, I'm a man. This house, I'm a man. I'm the head of this house. You have another head. When matter want to scale, well, quickly assess a higher help. And Abraham was shocked. God told him, guy, listen to your wife. Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bond woman. In all that Sarah had said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Yeah. And also of the son of the bondwoman, I will make a nation because he is thy seed. But they can't live together. Let him go. It's a form of a servant. If Agar has been a servant to the heart, he will have preserved his generation. Genesis 22. You know, that is where we are reading, and there are a whole lot of things there. 11 to 14. Can we read together? I want to go. That's where we are going. What did he say? And behold, behind him what? Caught. By what? Hallelujah. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him. So when you say form of a servant is the ticket that we hold you for sacrifice. That ticket was what made that ram to be available for to be slaughtered. Your ticket is the form that God has put around you now. Some of you have a job, and that job for now is still making you to be available for God to reach you. Don't be quick to do what? To put out. So the form is what makes you available. That's what is a form of a servant. Is what makes you available for sacrifice. The ticket of Jesus was that he became a man. He was fashioned after the form of a servant.
He was obedient unto or up to death, even the what? The death of the cross. If he was not a servant, they won't catch him to kill. Lie, lie. If he had come as eagle, or as lion, or as man. I am trusting the Lord for us today. That you will not run out of your ticket. That ticket preserved that ram. Because that ram was supposed to be a typology of the lamb that would be slain. So there is something that was... So that flesh is what kept Jesus for him to be offered. I am trusting the Lord for us today. That the Lord will help us. Can we begin to pray? Akaparasta febarosto Now we will bow to you alone, Jesus, to your way, to your doctrine, to your life, to that which you are showing, that our heart will come to that place of melting and coming low, taking up the form of a servant. The Lord Jesus, we want to be near to you. We don't want to be far away from you. You look at the proud from afar, but you give it grace to the humble. Help us. Help this old house today. Grant us mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.